most of your life. You gotta be there.
Firely, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
We all know life's hard. We've got a million things on our to-do list. Got to drive the kids to school, take care of your parents, go shopping. Life's hard.
But retirement's easy. Hi, this is Greg Gonzalez and Steve Light with the Retire Worry Free Show. Retirement's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
1, listen to the Retire Worry Free Show, heard every Saturday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. 2, call Steve and Greg for an appointment at 636-530-9977. And 3, relax, kick back, and enjoy your retirement. You deserve to retire worry-free.
For one day only, Saturday, April 5th, the Salvation Army Midtown Family Store will have a sports memorabilia sale. Baseball, basketball, and football cards, bobbleheads, sports books, vintage catcher's mitts, Super Bowl football with written score, vintage sports magazines, and more. But it's one day only at the Salvation Army Sports Memorabilia Sale, Saturday, April 5th, 4121 Forest Park Avenue. 87 cents of every dollar raised goes to the Adult Rehab Center for Drug and Alcohol Addiction.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to our Maximize Living Radio Hour to maximize your life.
On the Big 550 KCRS.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partner.
Don't tap and fun.
It's right, Marge.
Homie. I love it when you talk like that.
Hey, if we worked on it, we could have it, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon, right, homie?
That's enough, Marge. Shut up.
Hey, give yourself a hand. Not bad,
man. Thanks.
Not bad. Welcome to the March 31st edition of Binion's Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage, the single longest-running advertiser on this show, 21 years and counting. We're going to tell you why you might want to call them. But first, we got some other stuff to do. It's called introductions and in the orchestra. Well, let's see. Here's that part right now. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse, and Dan's going to be really happy because I have an email from somebody who wrote me last Thursday, actually, and said that Dan was right about something, and he was.
Whoa.
I know. This is a rare day when something like this happens. Dan, how you doing?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy, we were talking... Well, it's been a couple of weeks now, but Peon had never tasted Spam, so he got some Spam and he fried it, and he said it was okay. He didn't say he wouldn't tell the truth and say he loved it, which he probably did. It was great. And my wife's never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I still can't figure that out. And Brad Boy said he's come up with something, and he wonders if we've ever tried it. Grilled what?
Cheese.
Grilled cheese. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's tried that. That's not your...
Still one of my favorites.
He's thinking that he had his own idea. Nobody else had thought of that. No, everybody. It's a great... But Miracle Whip. That's the key. That's the key. Would you agree, Dan? Miracle grilled cheese, buttery bread.
Never had it with Miracle Whip.
Little Miracle Whip. Man. Dan, you're a Miracle Whip guy like me.
I am.
Put a little Miracle Whip on there. I'm telling you, it makes a great grilled cheese sandwich. That clarinet. Listen, just turn their mic up a little bit. The best. Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Who plays the clarinet?
Clarence.
Oh, Clarence.
Clarence Kilborn.
Clarence Kilborn?
From Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And the clarinet, yeah.
Way to go, Clarence. Good job.
Brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. Just on this station, we have, I don't know, maybe, what, 6, 7 mortgage companies, and we're glad to have their business. I'm going to ask you to do business with one, American Equity Mortgage, and I'm going to tell you why. The show is free. I don't think it ought to be free. I think we should have a monthly subscription fee. I've come up with $7.99 a month, which I think is reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper than satellite radio, and $7.99 a month, 24 hours a day, KTRS. I haven't gotten anybody to figure out how we can make that happen.
We're
so
on the air 24 hours a day?
The station is,
us?
Yeah.
The station.
They're paying for the entire station.
They're getting the whole deal for $7.99 a month. But for now, it's free, and about the only way that you could, because I know you people listening many times go, what could I do? How could I? There's got to be a way that I could pay them. Oh, you can, and that's to support the advertisers. So if you need a mortgage company, there's one, American Equity Mortgage. Without them and a few other advertisers, this show, gone. Gone off the air. I'm not kidding about that. They literally foot the bill for this show. So, you need a house, you need a mortgage. American Equity Mortgage. You have a house, you're a homeowner, you need some money. You need to borrow some money. American Equity Mortgage. Smartest money you can buy, lowest interest rate. Great advantage of being a homeowner, one of many. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com. And by the way, two reasons you might want that money. Pay off a credit card debt, for goodness sakes, and stop making minimum payments. And then borrow money for anything that you need, and you don't want to. You just want to pay cash for it. And you don't want to take out another loan somewhere with who knows what kind of interest. That's called a home equity loan. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. And now to the email from Don Rieger. This is from Thursday. He says, Frank, I heard you discussing the prom this afternoon. Now, let me stop here and backtrack. We talked about going to the prom, and I mentioned I went to a junior prom and a senior prom. And I mentioned my dates. I still remember who I took. And in the email, Don goes on to say, Dan said they had a junior-senior prom at Hazelwood Central, and he was right. Now, let me stop. I said I thought the prom was always the junior prom or the senior prom, and Dan said we had a junior-senior, both. Well, Don says you're right. He says the juniors would give the prom for the seniors, and then the following year, those juniors who were now seniors had a prom given by the new juniors. Ah. He said, I also went to Ferguson High School, and we had a junior-senior prom. I went my junior year and went to the prom at Hazelwood High School. During my senior year, the girl I was dating with, he goes through this whole thing. He says, I don't know of any school where they do not have a junior-senior prom. So, Dan, you were right. He says, tell Dan for once, and he uppercase, O-N-C-E, once, Dan was right. Kind of scary. Keep up the good work. Blah, blah, blah. Don Rieger.
Thank you, Don.
So you, now, maybe I'm mistaken, but I thought that the junior prom, that it was for juniors. And senior prom was for seniors, and I went to each one. Now, I never had that deal where a girl from another school ask you to the prom. See, that would be really weird to me. Go to a high school, you don't know one person.
They do that a lot more now than you would think. Now they do it more because there's kids like my daughter goes to Oakville, and Vianney is right there, and there's a lot of kids that live in that area that will go to Vianney.
And how miserable for the date who doesn't go to that school. Whether it's a guy or a girl.
Yeah.
You ask somebody from outside the school, and everybody there is talking about school stuff. And
but usually they're probably all in circles of friends anyway nowadays.
Yeah,
so.
It was a weird thing, prom.
They go in groups now. a group of people will go.
Well, I just read an article the other day about, and proms today, they said that the problem is this stuff is just, they're losing interest in all this stuff because all interaction is done electronically. They don't know how to get together. They have no social skills.
Well, they can stand in the auditorium and just text each other.
Yeah.
Hey, would you like to dance? I love this song.
Well, that's almost where we're headed. Fast and Furious movies. I don't think I've ever seen one. That's the is that Vin Diesel? Is he in those things?
Yes. You know, who's the expert on those, Colin?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Well, Colin would love this. I was watching something over the weekend, and it was just interesting, trivial stats, and they said that in the how many of those movies were there? Like four or five or something?
I think...
They said they wrecked and destroyed over 240 cars to make those movies. That's sad.
Man.
And pretty nice cars, too, I'm guessing. Now, I'm going to mention, I've talked about this before, but I want to mention something again that I don't get. And here's what it is. When you go to a concert, and I don't go to many at all, but when you go, never fails, whoever's performing says, hey, there's been a great audience, and thank you. We're going to close it out with this one. This is for you. And then they do a song, and they go off, and everybody applauds, and then they come back out, the encore.
Right.
It's stupid. It's stupid. You know, I understand it if it was something rare where the audience just more. And finally the person said, okay, one more song. But now it's so...
become standard.
It's just ridiculous.
But it's all planned. They have the encore songs already
planned. Oh, sure they do.
Planned.
Well, that's my whole point. It's ridiculous. End the show, and that's the end of the show. Because they always say the same thing. Okay, we're going to wrap it up tonight. Just in closing, you'd be great. Blah, blah, blah. And here's our final song. And you know it's not the final song. You know it.
Yep.
Lights go down, and then there's that sort of, the crowd, and the lights come up, and all the band rushes back out on the stage, and the guy sits down behind the drums, and they grab their instruments, and they do another song or two. Stupid. That's all. I'm just an observation. Here's another observation. I mentioned this to Peon before the show. I can't believe I forgot to talk about this. We went to Cabo San Lucas in February, and we stayed at a really nice place. What was that place called? The Rio Santa Fe?
Yes.
Really nice place. But they had something, and it's a fairly new hotel. It's like 5 years old. They had something I have not seen in, I would say, at least 6 or 7 years or more. The rooms had keys.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Did you know?
That was weird.
It was very weird, because I'm telling you, for at least the last 8 years, maybe 10, it's a card.
Yeah.
It was a real key. And you find yourself looking like, what's this?
I know.
You're just not used to getting a key to a room. We have a couple of Facebook videos. Peon says there's one he put up that he thinks that Facebook is going to take down because he thinks it's too graphic. So jump on it and watch it while it's there before it gets taken down. It's these knuckleheads over in Saudi Arabia or somewhere racing and killing spectators with race. It's unbelievable. It's the worst racing you've ever seen, and lots of people die in the cars, in the crowd. It's fantastic to watch that. So that's on there. What was the other one I sent you? Oh, the little girl
yes.
in Holland. Remember Jackie Ivanko, the little girl that sang like
yes.
an adult? Well,
yeah.
There's a little girl in Holland, and this is Holland's Got Talent, and Peon put it up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/AvonThePM. Wait till you hear this girl's voice. But more than that, it's fun to listen to the MC and the judges. Whatever they speak in Holland, Peon says it's Dutch. What is the language in Holland?
Yeah, it's Dutch.
Wow, is it weird. And like every 20th word will sound just like our word. Like when they say opera, it's opera, and there are a couple other words you go, hey, I think I know what he's talking about, but then it goes into that other stuff that you, it's a weird language they have. But the other bizarre thing about it is you watch this TV show broadcast in Holland, everybody's speaking that language, but then for no reason that they give on the video, even the judges will say something in perfect English, like... they'll be talking in that language to her, and then they'll go, okay, well, let's see what you got. In English. It's weird. You got to watch. It's a great video to watch. Peon was right about something too. His your instincts were your intuition or whatever it was, or whatever you call this, was right. Remember when James, I think his, the actor that died, was it Reb Horn or something like that?
Yes.
The guy who'd been in a bunch of movies and currently was a regular on Covert Affairs. I'm not sure how this came up. Oh, the guy who died who'd worked at DuPont. And he started his obituary and it said, William whatever is dead. He's gone. He's no more. He's done. He's toast. And Peon said, I wonder if he wrote that himself. You know what? Did you find out? He did.
No.
And not only that, this has become a big thing now, is self-written obituaries. The funeral homes and the newspapers are getting a lot of these. People have started writing their own when they know, you know, when they know
it's getting close.
It's getting close. They write. And I think it's great. I think it's a great idea. Not everybody is comfortable with it. Not everybody will do it. My wife's never going to do that. I would do it. And it would disturb some people because I would be making light of the fact that I was dead. And for some people just have a real problem with anything that has to do with death. They just, they don't want to. So, Peon, you were right. It was a self-written obit, and apparently that has become a big, big thing to do.
Frank, death is a part of life. Pretty profound.
Write that down, everybody. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. There's a new gay bar opening, I think this Friday night, down on Locust. It's the WeHo Video Bar, W-E-H-O. Video.
WeHo.
I saw this in St. Louis, STL Today. Yeah. Uh-huh. On Locust, formerly Lotus on Locust, opens Friday.
What's the video part?
Well, I don't know. Monday night is karaoke night. Tuesdays is show tunes. What? Gay show guys tunes. And show tunes? What are they thinking? Wednesday's retro night. Thursday's bingo, Dan. Bingo.
All right.
Now, could you go in and pretend to be gay to play bingo? Maybe
sure.
Win?
Yeah.
Friday is club mix night, and Saturday's open dance floor.
You know what? We could go down there, and Peon, we could get up and do karaoke. Peon could do Hello Dolly. And kind of combine the show.
Oh, you would be a massive hit at a gay bar. A huge hit. Now, here's what
struck me. Rhapsody with Freddie Mercury. Oh, you'd probably like that.
Now you're talking. Here's what struck me as funny. It says, WeHo opens at 3 p.m. nightly, except for Sundays. 3 p.m. is not night to me.
No.
I guess it opens at 3 in the afternoon. And they have ladies' night, Wednesday and Friday. Now, the reason I mention that is when I say or hear the word gay bar, I automatically envision men. Just think men in a bar. I don't think of women, but it's gay. Not gay is gay, all gay. So they have ladies' night, which I guess means lesbians can go in and they get special drink deals. Have you ever been in a gay bar?
No.
I walked in one by mistake.
I did that in Chicago.
I did that down in Soulard.
I'm sorry, it wasn't Chicago. It was in Louisville, Kentucky. And I was, it was a weekend and we had some time off for the Army Reserve. And we went in, and we had no clue. There was nothing about it. The name, it was just a place to go and get something to drink, just some cold drink. It was hot summer, and we went in, and it's interesting because you don't know you're in a gay bar, and then all of a sudden, you see something.
What is going on
with those two guys? Why doesn't the manager throw them out?
Hang on.
And then I saw two guys get up and dance. Somebody put a jukebox song on, and two guys were dancing, and I just thought, wait a minute. And then we looked around, and I said to this guy, I said, this is a gay bar? We're in a gay bar. And we automatically, without even realizing, you just distance ourselves from each other. It's like we pushed our chairs back apart so they would know we weren't together.
I was with a girl, and I was working at WMRY at the time, and we were doing some sort of promotion at 1860 Saloon in Soulard. And I couldn't find it. So we were driving around. And I said, well, it's just going to stop and go into a bar and ask someone where 1860 is. Someone will know. So we go in. We go in, and I have this girl standing next to me, and we walk in, and it's Clementine's. And we walk in, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, it was like you. It's like all of a sudden it hit me. It's like, wait a minute. I don't see any women in here at all. And I see someone with really long really nice looking hair and everything, and they turn around and they've got a goatee and everything.
Oh boy.
And then you look on the other side of the bar and there's a couple of guys that were kind of nuzzling up to each other and kissing, and then somebody else, two guys were dancing. I'm like, oh.
But see, you just said there are no women in there.
I know. There were no
women at
all.
Aren't gay bars predominantly men? I mean, do women really go to those things? Lesbians?
I don't know. But I thought, stand right here next to me. We're together. And then two guys came up.
And I'll just say this, and it's not hate speak. It's just the truth. When a heterosexual guy sees two guys dancing, it's just, I'm sorry, it's hard to kind of understand. It's awkward. Yeah, thank you. It's especially the slow dancing, two guys.
Yep.
I know it is what it is. I'm just telling you, there's certain things that it's just, if I don't know that we'll ever really have it not be awkward.
But what's
funny, two girls dancing, my goodness, the prom. We just talked about the prom.
Yeah.
Girls dance with each other back. Go look at some old vintage video of American Bandstand or the St. Louis Hop with Russ Carter. Two girls out on the floor dancing with each other.
All the time.
They've always done that.
Yeah.
And that's why I guess that's not the
I was just uncomfortable, and a couple of guys came up to me and
French kissed you and you felt better.
Yeah. And one guy offered to buy me a drink and said, come on in. And I said, we're just looking for 1860. And another guy told us where it was. And
So that's your story?
Yeah, that
you
was
there
it.
By accident?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I don't think we needed this. You know, there was another earthquake in L.A. This one bigger. You know about that.
Yeah.
And now, this was in USA Today this morning. We could do without this, because the truth is, now this is a scary warning. Let me just read it to you. Experts say a bigger earthquake along the lesser-known fault that gave Southern California a moderate shake could do more damage than the long-dreaded big one from the more famous San Andreas Fault, the Puente Hills Thrust Fault.
Thrust.
Which is the one that brought Friday night's 5.1 quake. Centers in L.A., blah, 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 blah. A 7.5 earthquake along that fault, and they say, when you read this, you get the feeling it's going to happen at some point, could prove more catastrophic than the one along the San Andreas, which runs along the outskirts of Southern California. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates, get ready, that such a quake along the Puente Hills Fault could kill up to 18,000 people.
Good grief.
Now, here's my question. What are we supposed to do? Even the New Madrid Fault. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
If an earthquake, we get under a desk, it's going to swallow the whole building up. I don't think there is anything like such as preparation for an earthquake, because you don't know what it's going to do. You don't know how severe it's going to be. And if it's as big as this one, they're saying, goodbye. You're gone. Something's going to collapse on you or swallow you up, and all the drills in the world aren't going to help anything. I don't think you can do anything about it. But do we need to print that article? There'll be people freaking out over that. Now, would you read that thing? This earth, any time, 18,000 people are going to die. Maybe.
You go running outside, and you're like, oh, thank goodness. All of a sudden, the building
the
collapses.
The swallows you.
Yeah.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, it's a genie joke. You can set it up any way you want. The guy's in an attic. Let's make it his mom died. He's in his early 60s, and his elderly mom passes away. So he's cleaning out some old stuff in the attic, and there's an old lamp, and he's wiping the dust off of it, and genie comes out. I love genie jokes. How did that get started, by the way?
Yeah.
I like them. And it's a regular standard three-wish genie. Thanks for freeing me from the bottle. What are your three wishes? And he goes, wow, I've heard about this, but I didn't know it was real. Let me think for a minute. I'll tell you what, $10 million. I'm like, $10 million. And there's a puff of smoke, and she says, you have your cell phone on you? He said, yeah. She said, can you have a site where you can go for your bank? He says, yeah. She said, pull up your bank site and look at your statement. Honest to goodness, there's $10 million that's been added into his checking account. He says, this is unbelievable. She says, second wish. He says, you know what? I love cars.
Let's make it more than just cars. I don't want to touch any of the 10 million for this. I would like the biggest mansion in Ladue. Whoever's got the biggest, I want bigger, and I want a 7-car garage. And in that garage, I want a hot, expensive car for every day of the week. Sunday, Monday, I want a Ferrari, Bugatti, Lamborghini, Rolls, Bentley, a McLaren, and an Aston Martin. Those 7 cars. She says, and in her hand is an envelope. She hands it to him. She says, in this envelope are 7 key fobs, each one to the cars you just mentioned, and also the key to your fully furnished mansion, and there's the address written on the outside of the envelope. When you leave here, you go there. Welcome home. He goes, unbelievable. This is unbelievable. She says, third wish. He says, I would like. And now she's told him up front, you got only 3, and these are irreversible. And so far, he's done well. He says, boy, I got $10 million. I got these 7 cars. She says, I need a third wish. He goes, okay, I would like for my wife to be 30 years younger than I am. And poof, all of a sudden, he's 92 years old.
Meet me. All right, let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, on westbound 40 now, stop-and-go traffic between Hampton all the way out through Highway 170. Eastbound 40, that's slowing between McKnight and Big Bend. Southbound 170 looks like we're slowing from Del Mar down to Highway 40. On eastbound 270, stop-and-go from McDonald through New Florissant. On westbound 70, looks like we're slowing right around the Blanchett Bridge out through 94, but a pretty good run out to Wentzville from that point. And if you're traveling also on southbound 270, just a little bit busy, off the pace, we'll call it, between 40 and Manchester. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Account Temps is the leader in temporary financial staffing. Download their 2014 salary guide for free at accounttemps.com/salarycenter, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm, turn to KTRS for the latest weather updates, road conditions, and school closings. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Have you paid for an appraisal up front only to be turned down because your house didn't appraise out? At Golden Oak Lending, we take the risk for you. This is Bob Ellman. If your loan doesn't close, you don't pay anything, including the appraisal. Check out our A-plus rating with the BBB. We've been right here for 14 years in St. Louis. Why would you refinance with anyone else?
Home values have been steadily increasing, and with today's mortgage rates in the 3s, you can refinance to a lower monthly payment or get cash out to pay off credit cards. Our licensed loan officers are trained to find you the best mortgage plan for your situation, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Apply today. If your loan doesn't close, pay nothing for the appraisal.
Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed. 15-year APR 3.807. NMLS 1149-37. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Here's a quick quiz from SelectQuote that can literally change your life. First, how much did your family earn last year? How much were your expenses? Now, if something tragic happened to you or your spouse, do you have enough put aside to cover those expenses for several years? If not, you need life insurance. Now, I know money is tight, but you probably don't know that term life insurance through SelectQuote can be incredibly affordable. I'm Heather McFadden, a SelectQuote agent. Every day, I impartially shop highly rated life insurance companies and find healthy people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s hundreds of thousands of dollars in protection for only a dollar or two a day. That's right, only a dollar or two a day. See for yourself. All it takes is a quick, no-obligation call to SelectQuote.
Call 1-800-600-7371. 1-800-600-7371. 1-800-600-7371. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's affordable kitchens and baths.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
This is an important message from Heisey Advisory Group. If you own mutual funds, listen closely. You may be paying hidden fees that you are not aware of, and they could be costing you thousands and eroding your profits. Learn how to find the real fees associated with your mutual funds by calling 314-909-1116 to get a copy of the 8 Things You May Not Know About Mutual Funds. This complimentary guide will teach you how to find out your real profits. If you're not 100% sure what your mutual fund fees are, call 314-909-1116 right now for your complimentary guide. This guide will help you understand what you should be looking for and what you can do about it. You have a right to know what you're paying. Avoid unnecessary costs and call Heisey Advisory Group right now for the guide to 8 Things You May Not Know About Mutual Funds at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Don't wait. Call 314-909-1116 right now. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Hurt on a job or in a car wreck? Let the experienced lawyers at Brown & Brown help you. You know our law firm. My brother's a lawyer with the eye patch. At Brown & Brown, we can help you so you can concentrate on getting better. We'll take care of the rest. You can go to our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or to speak with an attorney, in Missouri, our phone number is all threes, 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. And always remember, at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. Yeah. When you gonna let me get sober?
See what's shaking in Southern California. Literally shaking. Had another earthquake. Maybe you felt it. We'll find out. Mike Evans is his name. Hollywood is his game. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Closed today because today is Monday. And if you're going to have dinner at Annie Gunn's, I always like to tell you, you need to make a reservation. That's what happens when a place is that successful and that popular, and you will not be disappointed in either. Annie Gunn's, Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley. Here is Mike Evans.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up.
Jack, I tell you what, you need to call Andy Gunn's tomorrow and lock in your Easter plans. Because they fill up, I know by personal experience.
Okay.
Sunday, because they fill up on Easter Sunday.
Good warning.
Paco's question, Emma Watson, was great in Noah. And the 23-year-old actress is back at Brown University this afternoon with her working on her master's degree, which she will get in May. What is Emma Watson's master's degree in? Musical theater, political science, journalism, English literature. By the way, her next career move, Broadway. You talking about a little shake and bake, honey? Ah, damn. Hey, check this out. At the Anaheim Cinema 12 on Friday night, they were showing Noah right after the huge scene about God destroying the world for the misbehavior of mankind. Just as that scene had finished is when that 5.1 earthquake hit.
Man, I bet they thought, what a great theater. This is so realistic.
Wow. Well, actually, they were screaming and yelling and praying and running out of there. They were scared. They didn't know what the heck to think. Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Violent shake. I mean, Anaheim is only about 6 miles from the epicenter. I was listening to the Dodger game. Vin Scully. St. Louis won today, didn't they? 1-0?
It's still going on.
Vin Scully says, it's a 2-2 count on Hernandez. Whoa, we just felt a little shaker here in press row. Don't forget Dodgers open Sunday in San Diego.
That was it.
Didn't miss a beat, Vin Scully.
Well, he's used to it.
He's the best. No, he really is the best of the best. Wouldn't you agree?
No, he's fantastic. I mean, look, the proof of that is he's still going.
Yeah, absolutely. Love Nuggets. And I know how much you love the Love Nuggets, Franco. Mm-hmm. Despite loving him, Katy Perry broke up with John Mayer because she caught him cheating.
Oh, boy.
Once a dog, always a dog, homie. The way it works. Women do not like it when you cheat on them.
They don't?
How could you do that? So Katy Perry.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Kaylee Cuoco.
I don't know her.
Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, that's why I don't know her.
Number one comedy in television.
I know.
Been number one for 3 years.
I know.
I want to check it out. Mm-hmm. Kaylee Cuoco and her new husband say they want to start a family soon. If they do, I can't imagine them putting her behind a desk or something for 9 months, but it certainly would add a whole new aspect to the show, Big Bang Theory.
Oh, I get it. See what you did there?
See there?
Bang. Yeah.
See what you did there?
Yeah.
That is pregnancy humor. Don't use that very often. Quote of the day, I love it, from Johnny Depp. Quote, Kim Kardashian is the worst thing that ever happened to Hollywood. She's rich and famous with absolutely no talent, while so many truly talented people in this town never even get a chance. It's disgusting, end quote.
Yeah, well, he's right.
Johnny Depp can't stand the Kardashians. Odds and ends, 3 years ago, Franco, American Idol was pulling 21.5 million viewers. On Thursday, they barely got 7 million.
Wow.
Turn off the lights, party's over. Remember who used to sing that?
No.
On a sporting event?
No, I don't remember that.
Anybody remember?
No.
No.
Dandy Don Meredith, every time the game would be out of reach.
All right, who used to sing
Monday Night Football?
Who used to sing Wabash Cannonball?
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
No, he was a sportscaster, former baseball player.
Mike Shannon.
Dizzy Dean. Dizzy Dean would sing Wabash Cannonball. He and Pee Wee Reese.
I remember that on the NBC Game of the Week.
Yeah, Pee Wee Reese and Dizzy Dean, and he'd sing Wabash Cannonball.
That's a good one.
And a handy 48 back under Wabash Cannonball.
Wasn't you, Mike?
That was Mike Shannon. Don't you recognize him?
Is that Mike Shannon?
Mike, that's say right. Hi to Mike Evans.
How you doing there, Michael?
Hey, Mike Shannon, how you doing? You play great third base there, dog.
Thank you, sir. Number 18 in your program, number one in your heart.
There you go. I hear Mike Shannon was pretty popular with the women on the road when he played.
He's a good-looking guy. He's still a good-looking guy.
That's what I heard. I know some...
St. Louis' Dean Martin.
I know some stories in LA, but I'm not
well, that, you know what? Beyond that's right. He is St. Louis' Dean Martin.
He
He's got a kind of a Dean Martin look.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
There you go. Country gal, Taylor Swift.
No.
just moved into her $21 million condominium.
I can't stand her.
In New York City. Sound like Kirk Douglas. Is that Kirk Douglas? Yeah. I think it was.
I can't stand her.
Well, you know, I talked to Kirk just when Taylor was coming on the scene. I said, what do you think about Taylor Swift? Here's what he said. I can't stand her.
Yeah.
She makes me sick.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, like that's beautiful. That's beautiful, Frango.
Oh, thank you.
Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen.
Ooh, yeah.
Are selling one of their L.A. homes. Check this out. Five bedrooms. 13,000 square feet.
Whoa.
And they even built a moat around it for security.
Wow.
A freaking moat! Asking price, $51.3 million.
Didn't they just build it, too, like a year or something ago, and they're already selling?
Wow, how do you get tired of something like that that quickly?
Plus, they have four other houses in L.A. And what do you need five houses in L.A. for?
Yeah, the same
drive
town.
For 30 minutes, all this traffic. Let's stop at our other, another house.
That's weird.
Very angry. Too much money. Yeah. You know what? I think that is shameful. Give them money to the homeless or poor or orphan children or something. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Two people. Come on, man. And finally. I hate it when it comes to the embryo.
Yeah, we all do.
That didn't sound very sincere.
That was real sincere. And finally.
I think you're going to give me make
get
me
your
cry.
Feelings hurt. Let's go.
Emma Watson, what is her major at Brown University? Musical theater, political science, journalism, or English literature?
I'll say English literature.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
All right, help me out here. Who's Emma Watson? I mean, I should know
she
who
she was in
is.
All the Harry Potter movies.
Okay, that's why I don't know. I watched 20 minutes of one of those, and I couldn't watch it anymore. I'll go English literature.
So everybody's going English literature. You're either all right or all wrong.
Yep.
You're correct, sir.
All right.
You are erect, sir.
Yeah.
Emma Watson actually went to Oxford last year just to study up on English literature. Has a 3.88 grade point average. It is English literature. Very good. Very good. Have a great day, and hope St. Louis can hold on. Mike Evans, see you.
You know, one of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars is that girl that played Winnie on The Wonder Years with Fred Savage. She's a mathematician genius. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. I hear she's really smart.
Yeah, and she's still cute, too. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. Breakaway, we'll come back and say goodbye. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet.
Let's get another look at traffic. Here's Tim Whalen.
Well, we do have one incident that's causing some backup, and that's on northbound 170 at Frost. You've got an accident. They've just now moved it out of the right lane onto the right shoulder, but traffic is backing up to almost Highway 70. And eastbound 270, we're looking heavy now Lindbergh through New Florissant, and westbound 40 still slow between Hampton and McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Looking for great temporary accounting or finance jobs? Account Temps has them. Register at accounttemps.com, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
See every serve up close when Fed Cup Tennis comes to Shea Fitz Arena at St. Louis University Saturday, April 19th through Sunday, April 20th. Don't miss Serena Williams and Team USA take on Team France as they go head-to-head in the World Group Playoff. Tickets are on sale now. Visit USTA.com/FedCup to buy tickets and be a part of the action. Players subject to change.
All right, well, it was another great afternoon. Nice time to be together. Let's do it again tomorrow. Enjoy this weather. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Doctors have discovered a new virus carried by ticks, and so far, most of the victims are right here in Missouri.
Well, now that the weather is starting to warm up, are you shocked by the amount of damage winter has done to your trees and shrubs? Well, don't panic, at least not yet.
Plus, Ameren, Illinois, helping customers pay their bills. And the St. Louis Zoo is one of the jewels of our city, and it's getting some well-deserved attention that should have visitors taking notice.
First on Fox, St. Louis doctors and the Centers for Disease Control are investigating a new disease that's transmitted by ticks. Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live in Maryland Heights to show us how most of the victims so far are from the Show Me State. Rocky?
And Sandy, it's the time of the year when the grass starts to green up and then the ticks and the mosquitoes come out. Now, the doctors are telling me you use an insect repellent like this with some